we have concerns about the number of growers and the geographical limitation that could potentially develop from that. The bill is limited to 10 growers. We want to make sure that everybody in the state of Maryland can have appropriate access to medical marijuana, and that people throughout the state have the opportunity to be involved in the industry.
The idea behind the bill to have doctors certified to prescribe marijuana rather than the research hospitals. An individual doctor gets the certification no matter where he works. You know, he's got to be on a hospital staff, but if he moves from hospital to hospital, that certification goes with him. What do you think of that aspect of the bill?
I think it's a good idea to have doctors on staff at a hospital or a hospice. The hospitals and hospice have control of, perhaps control is not the right word, but they have more of community involvement with the individual physician, so that they can monitor more closely an individual physician than perhaps the board of physicians can.
I know it's not as big an aspect in Morheim's bill, but in Delegate Glenn's bill, there's the network of dispensaries. Is that a concern? I mean, is a question that there's not, I mean, you believe there's not enough growers. Are there enough dispensaries, enough places to get marijuana to help patients?
We would like to see dispensaries separated from growers. Mm-hmm. We believe that if it's limited to 10 growers and they control the outlets for medical marijuana, that creates the potential for a monopoly position, which could hurt people in the state by controlling supply and therefore controlling costs.
The concerns about the question of access. The other thing, and just a broader question, and I was at the hearing for both Delegate Morheim's bill and Delegate Glenn's bill, and you heard, quite honestly, these stories were heart-wrenching of parents of epileptic children. I had one father who said the daughter was epileptic, the daughter and the mother moved to Colorado so that she could get the medicine she needs. What do you think of that? Are you trying to fix that in Maryland?
Absolutely. I think everybody's on board with trying to make sure there's appropriate supply of medical marijuana to people that need it, without it creating a industry that supplies medical marijuana to anybody, regardless of whatever their condition is.